Ross Wakeman succeeded the first time he killed himself, but not the second or the third. He fell asleep at the wheel and drove his car off a bridge into a lake, that was the second time, and was found on the shore by rescuers. When his half-sunken Honda was recovered, the doors were all locked, and the tempered glass windows were shattered like spiderwebs, but still intact. No one could figure out how he'd gotten out of the car in the first place, much less survived a crash without even a scratch. The third time, Ross was mugged in New York City. The thief took his wallet and beat him up, and then shot him in the back and left him for dead. The bullet, fired close enough to have shattered his scapula and punctured a lung, didn't. Instead, it miraculously stopped at the bone, a small nugget of lead that Ross now used as a keychain.